Hello and welcome to The Inside Story, a mini-series from the producers of Allure's The Science of Beauty podcast. I'm Diana Mazzone, Allure's Senior Beauty Editor, and I'll be your guide as we dissect the why, how, and what's in it for me of some of the buzziest ingredients in beauty. Today, we're taking a closer look at ceramides, a lipid that makes up more than 50% of our natural skin barrier. I know what you're thinking. Wait, barriers are bad. And in most cases, you're absolutely right. By definition, barriers are obstacles. But the skin barrier is one obstacle you shouldn't try to knock down. In fact, if you're after healthy, radiant skin, you'll actually want to do everything possible to ensure your skin barrier stays totally and completely intact. Once you have an understanding of the layers that comprise our skin, you'll see why. Dermatologist Elise Love paints a picture.
If we just kind of broadly categorize skin, we can break it down into three big categories. So if we're starting from the bottom and coming up, the lowest level is going to be subcutaneous fat. This is essentially a dividing point between skin and muscle. Above that, we have the dermis, and the dermis is where we have our collagen, it's where we have our elastin, it's where scars form, it's where blood vessels are and blood flow, it's also where nerves are located. And so there's a lot of really important things in the dermis that need to be protected, and that's where the epidermis comes in.
Within the epidermis, you'll find what are called Langerhans cells, which are some of the first cells to mount an immune response if your skin comes in contact with a pathogen, signaling your body to get prepared. It's also where you'll find melanocytes, which produce the melanin that gives us our natural skin tone and help protect us from UV damage. But the skin barrier doesn't refer to the epidermis in its entirety. There's a protective layer within that protective layer, at the very tippy top, called the stratum corneum. That's what's commonly referred to as the skin barrier.
The stratum corneum is essentially a layer of keratinocytes or skin cells, but these skin cells don't properly connect by themselves, and so they need essentially glue to help them stay connected. And this glue is made of ceramides, free fatty acids, and cholesterol. Stratum corneum, which we call the skin barrier, is really important because it is essentially a physical barrier. And its two goals are, one, to keep good things in, with the most important thing being, for human life, keeping water in. And then the other goal is to keep bad things out. So keeping pollution, keeping UV, keeping harmful chemicals, keeping bacteria and fungi out of the skin.
And of course, we know that things like UV light and pollution result in wrinkling and dullness, and that water, as in hydration, makes skin appear smoother and more plump. So, unsexy as it may be, a strong and supportive skin barrier really is the key to glowing skin. So, ceramides, the reason we've gathered here today. As Dr. Love mentioned, these lipids are an essential part of the glue that helps hold together the cells that make up our skin barrier, which, as a reminder, is the outermost layer of our skin that keeps the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. Here's another metaphor. If you think of your skin barrier as a brick wall, your skin cells are the bricks and ceramides are most of the mortar. Bricks without mortar would eventually topple. And skin cells without ceramides? Well, they would dry up and shrivel. Our body makes ceramides naturally, but as life, and with it, age, happens, that production slows down. That's where ceramide-enriched skincare comes in. By applying ceramides topically, you can help replenish and restore the skin barrier, at least temporarily. You can find ceramides in all sorts of products. The word ceramide usually appears on the ingredient list, followed by letters that denote the type that are included, though they all function the same way. If you're not sure how to begin incorporating ceramides into your routine, Dr. Love says a moisturizer applied at night when your skin is in repair mode is a good place to start. Ceramides can also be useful in treating skin conditions like atopic dermatitis, which is characterized by dry, flaky skin. In the case of severe eczema, a dermatologist might prescribe a prescription-strength ceramide cream, though some research has found that over-the-counter options are just as effective. If you don't have any skin barrier strengthening ceramides in your skincare lineup just yet, fret not. Other skincare actives like niacinamide have been proven to help boost the body's own production of ceramides. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle, including managing stress and getting enough sleep so your body has time to repair itself, can also help amp up your natural ceramide production. Like we said, the path to great skin isn't always sexy. For her part, Dr. Love can't say enough good things about ceramides, and thinks the recent wave of ceramide-enriched products has arrived just in time.
Obviously, everyone is looking to achieve kind of glowing, bouncing skin. And for the past few years, there's been this hyper-focus, over-focus on exfoliating acids and retinol, which are extremely helpful to even out the skin tone and texture, but they're really only half of the story. The other half of the story is supporting the skin barrier so that you decrease water loss, so that you're able to hold on to natural hydration. And it's the combination of these two things where you really kind of feel like the skin glows.
In other words, striking the balance between gently exfoliating away dead skin cells and caring for the healthy ones that comprise your skin barrier by using skincare enriched with restorative ceramides is how you'll reach skincare nirvana. I'm Diana Mazzone, Allure's Senior Beauty Editor, and you just heard the inside story on ceramides. Next week, we're covering a soothing ingredient with an origin story that involves tigers. Yep, really. See you then. You can find additional information about today's topic in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to Allure's The Science of Beauty podcast so you don't miss a minute. Special thanks to Allure's editorial leads Monica Perry and Soini Driscoll, lead researcher Westry Green, and Ginny Media's audio production team, producer Ginny Saraswati, and audio editor Ashley Tuff. The theme music is by Asha Ivanovich.